This week, Thursday night, winning a double duel at 8 a.m. over the Tigers and the Earlham Cardinals, and they bounced right back and headed north to Humboldt on Friday nights at the Joe Fitch Tournament, a tradition the Trojans have followed for many, many years and have been very successful up at that Joe Fitch. A runner-up finish here today. Coach Duff, thanks for joining us as we caught up with Coach Duff on the way home on the bus ride from home from Humboldt. And Coach, let's talk about Thursday, first of all, and then we'll get into the results in the tournament last night. But your team comes out and you get two dual wins over ADM and Earlham. And talk about the performance of the team in that opener.
Hey, Tom. First, again, we're excited to get started, and thank you for all the coverage. And, good first night for us on Thursday. Mm-hmm. We traveled up to Adel. Adel's, as a school and a district, they're really starting to grow. And you see their athletics are really starting to grow. They had some real tough wrestlers they put on the mat, and a lot of depth. They're kind of missing some big guys, but they're lighter weights, were real solid. We opened the night. We wrestled Earlham, Earlham. Coach Strandberg, I think this is his second year there. He's doing a good job. He coached for a number of years there at West Central Valley at Stewart, and now he's over in Earlham. And, they had some real nice freshmen and sophomores, some tough-looking kids. And, that duel started off up top, had a good win. Jared Armstrong had a good win at 170 that night. Mm. Styles, kid from Earlham, a tough competitor. And then they were open at the upper weight, so we picked up a number of forfeits, came back down, and Aiden Smith had a nice pin for us there at 113. And, all in all, it was just kind of one of those duels where we kind of came out, took care of business, did what we had to do to win the match and the duel, and start the night off with a 51-30 win over Earlham. And then the second match for us, we wrestled Adel, and like I said, they had a lot of depth. Big matches for us up top. Cohen Bruce, kind of a new face in the lineup at 182, had a big pin at 182 for us there in the duel. And Jared Armstrong had, a nice win at 170. They were open up. And then Brandon Casey had another good win at 95. And then open at 220 and heavyweights, a couple forfeits. So our big guys that night really set the tone. That was big for us in the Adel match. And then when it came back down, 106, Braxton Haas, a freshman, had a pin there. Tate Jordan wrestled 13 that night and got a pin. And Aiden Smith wrestled up to 120. Matchup of a couple state qualifier. Aiden was a state place winner last year, but the opponent he wrestled was a state qualifier. And, Aiden, really controlled that match, looked strong there. And probably the last match of that duel, 145, a couple of, ranked wrestlers, Easton O'Brien for us, a couple times state qualifier, wrestled Aiden Flora, who placed last year at the state tournament for Adel. He was also their quarterback of their mm-hmm. semifinal football team. So a good athlete. That was a good match. And, Aiden, the Flora kid, got on us early, kind of scored, and Easton battled back, but a little too late. And so that was a good early matchup season. That's what it's all about, getting in good matchups, good hard-nosed, tough matches, and just kind of seeing where you're at. So two dual wins for us. And we really like to see some different competition. Adel, they're close enough. Every 2 years they're always in our district. This year they kind of go, to that district more north and east of us. But, it was a nice night of wrestling.
You bet, Coach. I know you like to follow that right up with the trip north to Humboldt to kind of get your kids – and you've got a lot of experience in this squad too, but used to having to make weight 2 days in a row. And talk about the Joe Fitch tournament. You finished second overall here, Coach, and talk about the performances here.
Yeah, second overall at Joe Fitch tonight. And, you know, I thought the quality of the tournament was as good as, you know, it's been in a number of years. Humboldt, Coach Beeman has a really nice squad. You know, they had 14 kids that just went out there and competed. Mm-hmm. You know, they really took control of the tournament there. You know, in the second, third, or, you know, the third, fourth, final round there. And their kids on the, you know, the backside kids, you know, those tournaments, we always talk to them. And, you know, you want to get bonus points. You know, you got to score pins and those major decisions. And, you know, the Humboldt kids, you know, they did that. You know, and they had five champs. And, you know, I was kind of looking through their results. Those, their five kids that were champs, they were scoring pins and tech falls. And, you know, they put five champs and two runner-ups. And, you know, for us, you know, we had we matched their five champs. We had five champs and actually three runner-ups. So it was kind of one of those, you know, they did a better job in kind of those placement rounds. They had a few more kids get, you know, battle up to those third and fourth places. And so that's our challenge. We've got to get, you know, all of our kids to, you know, keep improving, keep coming up. You know, you get to a tournament, you got to get every point possible. Every point is, you know, it's invaluable. You've got every match and that you can win, and especially if you can pick up bonus points, you know, those add up in a tournament over the course of four rounds. And, you know, Humboldt, really good squad. That's why we go up there and wrestle. And we saw a good Emmitsburg team. You know, I think Emmitsburg in the 1A rankings is a top five tournament team. And they had some real tough kids. And so we saw some good competition there. You know, and I just think all in all, you know, the level of the teams were outstanding. You know, we saw Kemper, a local team, you know, a Hawkeye 10 team, but Sheldon had some really tough upper weights. Like I said, I mentioned Humboldt, you know, just solid top to bottom. You look at Emmitsburg, their upper weights were real, real tough. And you throw in Pocahontas, had some individuals, and Applington, Parkersburg had some good individuals. And so, you know, it was just a good night of wrestling. Our kids got to see some different kids. And back-to-back weigh-ins, that's kind of tough, you know, mentally. And, you know, you've really got to have your nutrition squared away. And so a good test for us and lots to learn from and lots to improve on. But we really liked the way our kids fought. We thought they came out. And that's where it starts for us, is come out, wrestle hard, you know, kind of, I always talk about emptying the tank, leave it all out there. And if you do that and you consistently do that, you know, you're going to make gains. And so for us, you know, we've got to find a few takedowns. We've got to get a few more scores on our feet. We've got to do a better job underneath, not giving up our wrists and our arms. We've got to do a better job maintaining position down on bottom and on top. You know, we've got to work to, you know, ride our opponents a little tougher, get a little more pressure, and, you know, all things that I think we can improve on with just more focused work in the room. So we really like the effort our kids have. I think we've got some seniors that are leading the right way, some young kids that are listening and learning, and we've just got to keep pushing and moving forward. But, you know, a good day. Like I said, we wrestled a tough Humboldt squad. They won it. We finished in second, and, you know, we beat number five team in 1A. You know, Emmitsburg. So a good night for us, a lot of good competition, and, you know, we're going to learn from it and continue to improve. Turn around, you know, tomorrow, I guess Saturday now, you know, the JV heads to Ottoman, so that's always a good opportunity for our young junior varsity wrestlers to get some quality matches, and then they turn around, they wrestle on Monday at Council Bluffs AL in their JV tournament. And then the entire squad heads down to Red Oak on Thursday night to take on a tough Red Oak team with, you know, they've got some real good individuals. You know, you look at their individuals on that Red Oak roster, some real tough wrestlers coming back, and then Creston that night. And Creston, you know, they're the probably, you know, between Creston and Glenwood, you say 1A and 1B, but they're the two teams, you know, early on, it looks like, to beat in the Hawkeye 10. And, you know, we saw Creston last Tuesday night beat a real good Winterset team, a real good I-35 team. And I know they had the Dallas Center Grimes tomorrow, and I would imagine they're going to have some success. So, you know, we know we've got our hands full there on Thursday, but, you know, we enjoy the opportunity to get out there and compete, and hopefully our kids, you know, continue to embrace that and continue to wrestle in aggressive style. And if we do, you know, hopefully you'll see us, you know, improve as the season moves along.
Coach, your champions, Tay Jordan, topped the field at 106. Aiden Smith won the 113-pound weight class. Brendan Casey championed the 195-pound group. Miles Bundorf won at 220. Evan Sorensen, your sophomore, stood atop the podium at 285. Talk about these five wrestlers' performances here. That's a tough tournament, and to win it is a real feather in their cap here to start the season.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, those five wrestled, you know, outstanding all day or all afternoon there. 106, you know, we actually had two competitors. Tate Jordan was the champ, and Braxton Haas was runner-up. So we had two Atlantic kids wrestling the finals there at 106. You know, they put them on the opposite sides, and they both came through their bracket and met in the finals. You know, a real close matchup between those two, and, you know, they're both getting better because they're pushing each other and they're competing. And, you know, it's awesome to watch them work and improve. So, you know, those two look good all day. And Aiden Smith at 113, you know, he's wrestling real solid. Like I said, had a good matchup there Thursday night, you know, at Humboldt in the finals, wrestled a kid from Humboldt that was also a state qualifier last year. And, you know, it was a kind of a back and forth match. Aiden scored early and then, you know, gave up, kind of got in a bad position, had to fight off his back, but then came back. So faced a little adversity there to come back and get a win. You know, so that was nice to see at 113. Jump up Easton O'Brien, runner up at 145, looked good. You know, wrestled a tough kid from Emmitsburg, you know, in IA rankings, you know, number two ranked kid in 1A, and Easton lost the match. I think it was 5-0. But it was kind of one big move. The kid, you know, kind of feet to back, hit a 5-point move. And, you know, we had some opportunities there and so stuff to build off of, some real positives. 160, Tanner O'Brien, you know, lost a close match in the Adel duel the other on Thursday night, but came back, you know, really continues to, you know, show that what we'd like to see from our seniors, kids just that continue to improve and, you know, their senior year to kind of take that next big jump and play Tanner, you know, can do that. We're seeing a lot of, you know, fight in him. You know, he's a hard-nosed kid. Now we've got to find some techniques that we can score on everybody. And so that's kind of his next step. And but he's competing hard and finished runner-up. That 160-pound class, we thought it was a real tough class there at the tournament. Jumping up at 195, Brendan Casey, a couple of nice wins. Like you said, had a good win in Adel duel on Thursday and followed it up, looked solid at up here at Humboldt. Just kind of kept working, kept trying to score points. His finals match, he wrestled a kid from Emmitsburg. I think he was ranked sixth or seventh in 1A, and one of those matches that, you know, fell behind early, but kept battling back, showed a lot of toughness, and then came back, got it to overtime, and then ultimately got a takedown overtime to win it. So that was good, you know, good early season scrap. Those are the matches, just kind of shows where our kids are mentally and, you know, how tough they are. And Brendan really gutted out a victory, overtime victory there. 220, Miles Mundorf, another senior for us. You know, Thursday night ended up with a couple forfeits. They didn't get a wrestle, but came back tonight at Humboldt. You know, had a lot of offense. And so that's kind of been an issue, you know, for Miles in the past is getting, you know, opening up and having confidence in himself to get on his offense and to attack his opponent. And, you know, he did that well today. He was definitely working to score points and trying to continue to build on his lead. So that was nice to see for Miles and great to see him win, you know, his first varsity tournament championship that he's had. So that's, you know, kind of a feather in his cap, something to build off of. And then at 285, sophomore Evan Sorensen, you know, on Thursday he had a couple forfeits, but came back today with some matches and, you know, just so explosive. He's one of those kids that really the sky's the limit, you know, as a sophomore, just continue to see flashes from him that really make you take notice. He's explosive and strong, and he's got some lower level attacks, but he can also, you know, he's strong enough. He's not afraid to mix it up you know, tie up with some of those big kids, but, you know, showed a lot of guts. He kind of fell behind in, I guess it's what would be a semifinal match, kind of his last match of the pool, and came back and got a fall. And then in the finals, you know, took, you know, kid down from Emmitsburg. You know, I think he was ranked maybe fifth in 1A and picked up a pin. So, you know, a lot of bright spots there from Evan and his first varsity championship. And also Tay Jordan, you know, at 106, that was Tay's first varsity individual title. So a lot of highlights there, you know, a lot of good things. We're real proud of him. And, you know, we finished second today. We're going to see Humboldt again. They'll be back at the Roland Dyer. You know, so we're get a chance to, you know, maybe get another swing at them, and you never know, regional duels, their team looked real solid. They're, you know, they're going to be a team that's going to be vying for one of those spots to the state duel. So it'll be interesting, you know, about how that regional duel pairing goes. But we like the team we have. We like our effort, and now we've just got to continue to improve every day.
Well, Coach, I know we mentioned that JV tournament that is today, but also on Sunday, your program with your younger wrestlers take the mats in Atlantic, some of the beginners on Sunday morning, and then you have the dual tournament with the older grade school kids, so to speak, and your middle school kids face off in dual competition. So a lot going on, and talk about Sunday here a little bit.
Yeah, Sunday we have the beginners tournament. That's one of ours. We, you know, opened it up to the first, second year wrestlers and kind of give them a chance to get experience. And then we follow that up with the Chase Roller, kind of the Chase Roller duels this year. And so Coach Roller's been instrumental in helping this program for the last 15 years. And so that was kind of a neat thing that the Little Trojan Wrestling Club decided to call it, the Chase Roller duel. So we excited to host those. You know, it's kind of a K6 duel, and we've got Indianola coming this year. AHSTW's coming over, bringing a nice little team, and Dallas Center Grimes going to bring down some kids. So it's going to be kind of a round robin with those four teams. So they get three duels, and that's neat for those little kids to get experience that duel format where they get a sit mat side and cheer for their buddies as they take on other kids from other teams. That's kind of a neat experience. And so, yeah, we're excited to host those on Sunday.